Neil, a big thank you for joining us another Friday night before another vitally important league game, but this time back at Broadhurst Park. And before we get to that game, let's talk about injuries and that kind of thing. Obviously, a very serious injury to Alex Curran last week. And have you got an update on where that injury is heading?
Yeah, so, you know, we were unlucky last week with the injuries. Curtis Jones, he's growing, but more serious than that, Alex Curran has broke his fibula. Devastating injury. I thought the lads were incredible. You know, they looked at the teammate on the floor. They realised that he broke his leg, and you know, it's hard to pick yourself up when you're playing in a game and you've just lost your teammate to a horrific injury. You know, and they tried to do it again second half to us. You know, Tundy's looking that he didn't get carried off on the stretcher as well. So you know, it's disappointing for Alex. I think the club have been magnificent. I know Leanne, one of our supporters, has driven this. I think there's been an online collection. There's going to be a bucket collection for Alex at the game tomorrow, because you know, when you're in your first year of employment at a football club, you don't necessarily get your full pay. So you know, he's not able to do his part-time work outside of being at Stockport, which is a coach. So you know, if any money we can raise from tomorrow at the ground, it'll be great for him. But he's a big loss. He's an exceptional player, and we just wish him well. I've spoke to him twice, and you know, I'll continue to speak to him, and I'm sure we'll see him down at Broadhurst Park when he's back up and able to walk unaided.
Yes, absolutely. So a bucket collection tomorrow, and last time I looked, I think it was at £600, the online collection, which isn't bad at all, really. So
no, it's incredible, £600, and then whatever they raise tomorrow. So you know, it'll help him. It won't give him his football back, but it'll certainly help him financially. And I know an injury like this, he'll probably have for 4 or 5 months. So you know, we've just got to keep our arm around him and keep his spirits high. And remember what he's done for us this season, because you know, being third in the league, he's played a big part in that.
You mentioned Curtis Jones there as well. Obviously, he picked up a bit of an injury against Buxton on Saturday. That's kind of seen some action in the loan market as well. So you've been a bit busy in recent days.
Yeah. I mean, we lost Curtis Jones to a groin injury, and that's going to be a couple of weeks. Because of that, you know, we did makeshift Aaron Morris slid over there and Donners went to right back. But it was important that we got another centre half over the line. You know, Lewis Lacey's, you know, training with the club. He's played a couple of games. He's probably not just as sharp as what he could be. And we just thought it was a good time. So I spoke to Ian Everett, the Barrow manager, and he's been great with us. And he's allowed us to bring in Matty Elton for a month, who's been around their first team, 6'4", 22-year-old. Been at Barrow, Inverness before that. I think he came through the academy system at Middlesbrough. So, you know, he's going to be a good player for us, and he trained well last night.
There's another loan signing as well.
Yeah, we've got Morgan Smith in from Southport. So, again, you know, the way we play, it's important to bring in a 10 that I think that's similar to Alex Curran. Morgan's left-footed. He was at Prescott. He was signed for Southport, given a professional contract. And he's just not been able to force his way into the starting 11. He's on the bench every week. And we just thought, you know, fits the bill. Young lad, left foot. Comfortable on the ball, can go either side, and it'd be exciting, you know. And we looked at the training last night, he did really well. Don't know if he'll go straight in tomorrow yet, but he'll definitely be in the squad. We'll just assess it when we get down to the ground tomorrow.
Now, not to do your team selection for you, but if Cameron Belford does play, it's quite a momentous occasion as well for Cameron. He's played a lot of games, it would appear.
Yeah, he has. Cameron Belford will play tomorrow, so I'll give that one away. And it's a magnificent achievement for Cam. He's going to play 400 competitive league games tomorrow. So I know, you know, we're going to do a little bit of make a bit of a deal of it before the game. I know the lads have got him something, etc. But it'd be a special day, and hopefully, you know, we can make his day even more special. One by him keeping the clean sheet, and two by us winning the game.
Charlie Ennis, obviously, we need to mention Charlie and his goal last week. I mean, you watch it back; it's such a beautiful shot, isn't it? Happy birthday to Charlie as well, incidentally. But you have got these dilemmas, haven't you, in the attacking third and that kind of thing? Because you know, when you got a player like that, who could come off the bench. I mean, it's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the way we play, you know, our attacking options are key. You know, we've got to take people out and put them back in. Depends who we're playing against, depends what type of fullback or whatever shape the opposition are playing. So, but you know, there's only one player I think in the squad, in my squad, that could have done what Charlie Ennis did last week, and that was Charlie Ennis. I thought, you know, exceptional talent, and he's loving his football at FC United. That was his 10th goal last week for the season. His target was 10. By Christmas, he's had a few injuries. But, you know, it's a big day for Charles tomorrow. It's his 30th birthday. All his family are going to be down. He likes it at Broadhurst Park. So hopefully, you know, with Cam, another celebration that, you know, on Charlie's 30th birthday, you know, maybe we get the win and maybe he can, you know, get himself on the score sheet.
And finally then, Neil, obviously to February now, we're 6 points off the league leaders. We play Baseford next weekend, who are also 6 points up the road, but played two games more. These are big games coming up, aren't they? So, I mean, what's your message to the FC faithful as we head into February and the running, as it were?
I mean, this is, you know, what they call the business end of the season, isn't it? And people are going to drop points. You saw it with Charles Shields last week. You know, but Baseford are playing Gainsborough tomorrow. Gainsborough on a real run since Curtis Woodhouse took over. You've looked at us, we've kind of stumbled at Buxton last week. And so it's going to be tough. All I can say to the FC fans is that, you know, since the start of the season, we've always played open and attractive football. We'll always, you know, create our chance to score our goals. We'll always try and entertain the fans. And you know, that's key to us. And we just, what we say to the fans is that every time we step onto that pitch or step onto the training field, we give our absolute all. You know, and that's key for me. And as long as we continue to do that, win, lose, or draw, I'll be proud of them. But listen, what we have done there, we'll give ourselves a platform. We're 3 months left in the season, February, March and April, and we'll give ourselves a real platform. And if someone would have told us that we're going to February, third in the league, and, you know, 6 points off the top, got to go to South Shields, couple of games in hand over Baseford, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have snapped your hand off. So we're enjoying the ride. And let's just go and see what happens. And hopefully we can pack our Broadhurst Park tomorrow and get that much-needed win.